We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Tesvav and Beis, and we're beginning from the brand new Mishnah Daf Tesvav and Beis. Our Mishnah now will discuss the Seida Hadvarim, how you give the Sota to drink. So the Kohen brought Hayamevi Peyole Shel Cheres. He brought this Kais that's made out of Cheres. V'nasan Osoicha Chatziluk Mayim Nekir. He took water from the Kir, which is water that's Kadosh from the Kir. The Kir was the water where the Kahanim washed the hands of feet. Kiddush Daim Raglayim. This water was found in front of the Heichal in a pot that was called a kir, and they took chatzilug mayim from that kir in this cup, piyale shacheres. The word piyale is a Greek word that means a kais. Rav Yehuda Eimer, revius. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's a revius. That's not a chatzilug, it's a revius. And the Mishnah explains, k'shem shemayet v'ksav, just like Rav Yehuda holds that when it comes to the ksav and the Megillah, what you wrote less, we'll see in the next Mishnah, kach mayet b'mayim, you also give less water. Now, the Mishnah says further, what did he do afterwards? He had the water in the cup. He went into the Heichel. Uponali mean he went to the right side of the Heichel. The Heichel is where the menorah is, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaZov. He goes into the Heichel and he goes to the right. There was a place there, Amal Amma, a tile. There was one Amal Amma, Tavish Shayish. There was a tile on top of the Amba Amma, and it was recognizable which tablet this was. It was a loose one. You could pick it up. At the Vasa Kuba, there was a little ring on it, and you were able to pick it up. Kushumakbiya, he picks it up, and it takes offer from under it. Like we learned in the Gemara, the Pasuk says in the Torah, that Vlokach Koyim Mayim Kedoshim Klicharis, Umina offer Ashiya Bekarka Mishkan, you take offer from the Karka Mishkan, therefore you take the offer from the Heichel. And you take that offer. You put this offer enough that it's visible on the water. From the offer that's on the floor of the Mishkan, you take the coin, take it, and puts it on the mayim. And doesn't say nosan bim mayim. It says loshon nosan ela mayim, like Rashi points out. It's mashma, it won't be nivla, it won't be swallowed up in the water. It'll still be nicker and visible on the water. Zok the Gemara, Tana. Payole shacheres chadash. The Rebbe Shmuel holds it has to be a brand new kli cheres. The Tanakama, like Mavur and Rashi later on, Tanakama argues Tanakama holds any kli cheres is enough. But Akaponim, Rabbi Shmuel holds it to be a brand new kli cheres. Now, what's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? My time with Rabbi Shmuel, Gomar kli kli mitzayra. Learn out from mitzayra. Malahal, just like by mitzayra, the kli they use that when he went out, when the kohen finds the mitzayra was healed, he brings two tziparim and he shechs one of the tziparim and the dam goes on to the water. So that kli is a brand new kli. We'll see the limit as soon as a second. So malaha lon cheres chadasha, just like by mitzayra, has to be a brand new kli, afkan, cheres chadasha. That means make zera shava. In both places it says kli. So we learn out, kli from here, kli from there. It says by our pasuk, it says, bekli chares, lokach kai mayim keres bekli chares. And it says over there, v'shachat, v'tziva kai v'shachas ha-tzibara echas el kli cheres, al mayim chayim. So just like that kli is new, this kli is new also. Right, the Marav Hashem Nalan. How do you know by mitzvah has to be a brand new keli? The Chassid says in the pasuk they have a shachas the sipar echas al kli charis al mayim chayim. We make a hekesh there. Ma mayim chayim, just like mayim chayim, which is spring water, which is water from the mayim shloim nasim malacha. No malacha was ever done with it. It's untouched water. It's chayim. It comes straight into your keli from the spring. Af kli also shloim nasim malacha has to be a kli. It was not used yet. So therefore we know by mitzvah it has to be dafka. A brand new kli. So here also, learning that kli has to be a brand new kli. Break the Gemara. If we're learning out from Mitzayra, so if it has to be exactly like Mitzayra, so then maybe the mayim that's in the kli that you're using for Saita should also be mayim chayim. Malahalom mayim chayim. Avkan mayim chayim. Just like there's mayim chayim, it must be mayim chayim. We're learning out of Gzera Shava, kli. So just like learning Gzera Shava has to be a brand new keli, why don't we learn out from Gzera Shava has to be mayim chayim as well? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel Chanami, you're right. If you're Rabbi Shmuel who makes this Gzera Shava and learns that you need a keli chadasha, avadi, you need mayim chayim also. And we really have, machlokes about this. Dom Rabbi Yechonah, Meikir. Where's the Meikir from? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Meima Ayin Hayin. It's Taka Meima Ayin. According to Rabbi Shmuel Shitasa, it's Meima Ayin. And therefore it's Mayim Chaim. Therefore the water he's taking for the Meisah is Taka Mayim Chaim. V'cham Emrim, the water in the Kir was Meshar Meima saying it could be for also from Meshar Meima. It's like Rashi says it could be for Mei Mikvah, which means also just as long as not Sheuvim, but it doesn't have to be spring water in the Kir. But Rabbi Shmuel holds the Kir has to be Mei Mayin, so it's very good. But learn clearly, first it has to be a brand new Keli, and second of all, it has to be Mayim Chaim. So now that Mar is a Kasha, I can ask you a Kasha on the Gzera Shava. We have a Gzera Shava, Kli. That's how you know there has to be a brand new Keli for the Meisai to learn out from Mitzayra. Iklam Mifrach, you make a Pircha from the mitzvah is better. Mitzvah is more chamer. That's why has to have a new keli. Ikla mifrach ma'al mitzvah shekain ta'on and needs eitz eres, needs this piece of wood, cedar wood, the ezoiv, or shnita las, needs this little leaf and a shnita las, a red string, in order to mitar. So it needs much more dinim. That's what needs a keli chadasha. But who said over here it needs a keli chadasha? I can ask me that when you have a gzera shov, interesting as pircha, Tarot says here it's not a mufna. If it's not a gzera shov, mufna shnei tzadim, a lot of shitas hold that you can make a pircha on a gzera shov. A top taisa deals with this. Bakapon, where is a pircha? So tomorrow, I'm a rabbi, you're right. On my craw, the pasuk says, V'lokach ha'koyim mayim kedoshim b'kli charis. And we darash and don't say kli charis, like the Rashi points out. Should we say, v'lokach ha'koyim kli charis? Why say b'kli charis? It's mashma the yadua the kli charis. Kli shemayit l'kfar. The kli I told you a different time, which is the kli you use for mitzvah. So it's a new drasha. It's not out of gzera shava. The reason is because it's a drasha that says b'kli charis here. First, the pasuk we're talking about the famous kli charis, which is the brand new keli. Now going on the Rabbanon of our Mishnah holds, you don't need a brand new keli. So Amar Rava, he limits the halacha of the Rabbanon. You can't use any kli charis, any earthenware keli. You can't use anything you want. Amar Rava, you only can use the kli charis, even though it was used, it doesn't have to be brand new, but it has to look new still. It can't be blackened. If it's blackened already from using it so much on the fire, you cannot use it. It's possible. My time, what's the bakar for that? Do me the mayim. In the same pasuk it says, of Saita, it says to take mayim. Just like mayim, something that's loy nishtanu, didn't change. It's also shaloy nishtanu. It shouldn't be anything that's changed from its original form. It has to be the same. So that's the halacha. The Rava is mechash to us that even by the fear of honor, kli charis has to be that's not blackened. By Rava, what happens if it's akmu, if this kli charis became black, put it back into the kiln, put it back into the oven, and it turned back new. Now, do you say mir meaning kivin the itchuit? Who once it was disqualified from being kosher for may saita, it's disqualified. I don't want kivin the hard order. Now I made it brand new. That's Gemara Shail. Tashema, let's try to bring a raya. Rabbi Yehuda, imer eitz eres, but ezov she's last. These are the three things that you bring for the mitzayra. Shehiv shalbeim kapasal acher. You used it to hold a pail from behind you. So lacha is psul. Why is it possible? And Gemara knows there's no iser malacha with this. Why is it possible? It must be because it bent out of shape. So afraid the Gemara, what's the problem? Hashem, how the mishti go straighten back out the eight errors, and they can use it again. What's the problem? So what? We get bent out of shape, but bent it back. So it must be elamai. That once it gets disqualified, it's disqualified. And Gemara says, no, Hashem, the iklufe. There it got ruined. Actually, it got peeled off or cracked a little bit. Something that you can't fix. That's what's talking about that Hashem. So the Gemara does not push the shayla. What's the halacha? If you have a kli cheres, put it back in the kiln. What's the halacha? The Gemara does not push that shayla. Taisus are busy here, that it's really a case of Nira, V'chayze V'nira, which is a Gemara and Sukkah, Ba'arichas, and the Yidimahayda Shaila, and what's, he declares, why is this our Gemara different? Is it the same or not the same? Ayin, the Mitzvah and his whole Tumah about Nira V'nitcha, how it relates to other places in Shas, but come on, here we have the same type of Shaila, if this Kli Charis is Nira V'nitcha or not. Zok the Gemara Vaita, it's in the Mishnah, Nichnas Lahechel, you go into the Hechel, go to the right side. My time, why always go to the right side? The halach is that we learn out from a drasha, Masechtas Zvachim, they learn from the Yam She'osah Shloima, that all pinas, when you turn, you always turn to the right. And therefore, you go into the Hechel, you turn to the right, you go turn to the right side. Then it says, Vayit in the Mishnah, Mokam Hesham was Amal Amma, and you took the offer from under it. Zok the Gemara, Tara Rabbanu. We have a Machlokes Hanayim here. Tara Rabbanu. It says in the pasuk, you take mina ofar shiyeh bekarka mishkan yichah koyin. That's the lashon of the pasuk. The whole entire pasuk says, "V'loka koyin mayim kedushim kli charis." Umina ofar shiyeh bekarka mishkan yichah koyin rasan alamayim. So yachol, maybe you know you need to bring offer into the. You have to have offer from the mishkan. I have an idea. I'll get the offer from outside the mishkan, bring it into the heichel. So now it's in the mishkan. It's in the heichel, and then I'll bring it out and use it for the saita. So it came from the mishkan, lemaisa. You'll get offer from outside the Mishkan and put it into the Mishkan. That's come from the floor of the Mishkan. So now, let's say you don't have dirt ready there. Maybe you should take a shovel and try to dig out some earth. It has to be there ready. So it has to be there. So if you don't find it, you just put earth there and you take it off the karka. Okay, Tzad, yesham, good. Havei, you take it out. If ain't shom, tain shom. You put the offer there. That means, like Rashi explains, that it's mashma yiyah b'karka, it will be there. It doesn't have to be a long time. So you have to get karka that was on the floor of the Mishkan. Now, if you don't have ready-made karka there, bring in karka and put it on the floor of the Mishkan, take it off the floor. But you can't just bring in the keli and just walk back out. That's what this Tana holds. But the other b'raisa argues, Tanya Yidach. It says in the pasuk, Take offer from outside and bring it inside. And what's the diik for that? So Rashi explains the diik is, it doesn't say, umikarka ha mishkon yikach ha kain. It's not what it says. It doesn't say mikarka ha mishkon kain. It says, umina ofash yia bikarka ha mishkon yikach. Which mashma, the offer that will be there. And we'll see what we do after the word karka, what it really means, ashiyah be mishkan. Whatever's in the mishkan, ashiyah in the mishkan, that's enough to take it. So what do you do after the word karka mishkan? What do you do with that? So Gemara, but karka mishkan, Isi ben Yehuda Imer is teaching us, lahavi, those extra words, lahavi, karka, shiloi, nevigivah, in the base lamin. That means all the Torah says is mishkan. So what about after the mishkan? After the mishkan, they were in shiloi for 369 years, which was also a mishkan. And then also, after that, when Shiloh was destroyed, they had in Noiv and in Givon, and then they had the Beis Hamikdash, Beis Olam. So how do you know those are all included? Those are also good enough for Meisaita. Kamash Shalom, the Pasuk Karka Hamishkan. Now Rashi points out that not girls Shiloh Noiv and Givon. Why? Because Shiloh is the Mishkan Mamash, so you don't need a Pasuk for that. And Noiv v'Givon, there was Taka no Saita then, because you only have Saita when you have a Mishkan. But there was a Bamas Yach, it was a Bamas Yach, it was considered a Bama, and therefore you don't have any Meis Saita. So the whole Gemara really is trying to learn out the Beis Elamim, that the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Beis Elamim, which was not called the Mishkan, is that included? Does that have the Meis Saita? And the Kamash Tov, the extra pasuk that does have Meis Saita. Now Rashi also points out why is it called Beis Elamim, because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is forever. And there was never Kedusha afterwards. That's going to be the final Kedusha, is Yerushalayim. So that's this Tana Yidah. Isi ben Menachem Oimer in Tzaruch. You don't need a pasuk to be Marva Beis Lama. Ma Tuma Kala. Ma Duch by the Isra of Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshav. The Halacha is the Chi of Kara Sai Mishkon and Sai Beis Mikdosh. We learn from two Psukim in the Parashah Paraduma. Ki Es Mikdosh Shem Timei. Es Mishkon Hashem Timei. Two different Psukim. So just like there, we know that Beis Mikdosh is equivalent to the Mishkon. So of course, here I cite that as well. Ma tuma kala loichalakasav tumas ish chamura, which is more chamur. So of course, the mishkan will work, or the Beis Hamikdash will work to mevar that tuma of the ish. So you don't need a pasuk for that. Tumas ish chamura lekalshkan im kematel lebekarka mishkan. So yavim derekubas. So you don't bring from the kupa. It has to be actually from the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, has to be from the floor of the Mishkan and not be brought in a keli and then walk back out. So the first brisa before is going according to Isi ben Menachem. So you have a machlekes there. Do you have to actually get from the karka hechel, or could you bring it from the outside and just bring it into the hechel?